Hi there, you're welcome to Stories by For Lakemi. Another exciting episode, another interesting episode, another intriguing topic, and I'm so glad to have you here. On this episode, we're about to have a very nice conversation. So get your juice. Yeah, you need juice for this one because there are some hard pills that you have to probably swallow. So get your juice and come back for the anyways, get your juice, get your cold water, get your coffee, tea, whatever you need to, you know. We have tea with our conversation here. We always need liquid so that, you know, the throat shall not be dry. See you soon. So a while ago, some things happened around me that made me question some things, and anyways, I came to that point where I had to ask myself, Folakemi, how do you want to be loved? How do you want to receive love? Like, what is your love language? You know, we have the five love languages, and if we are to be fair, anybody that is intentional with, you know, doing that, taking that test with your friends and following it, you actually pass at least average and a little above average in loving people intentionally once you are able to get that idea of what their major love language is. But beyond the topics, beyond the acts of service, physical touch, gifts, quality time, and which other one again? Quality time, acts of service, physical touch, gifts. I can't even remember the fifth one right now. I'm trying to remember. But beyond those major ones, there are the basics. Now, we all know, a lot of people know the major ones because they've taken the test. They know, oh, I'm a quality time person. Oh, I'm act of service. For me, it's gifts. Who don't like gifts? No, you rarely see the physical touch people. Even when it's physical touch, you see, they'll say something else because they don't want anybody to come and call them and shout. I get it a lot. You know, everybody knows what the major love language is, but how do you want to spend quality time? How do you want somebody to spend quality time with you? How? What activities do you enjoy? How do you really want to be loved? How do you want somebody to love you? So, I remember going to my notebook and I was thinking, okay, let me just start scribbling something, come up with something, and what do I, like, I just started thinking and I just wrote, for me, love is buying me my favorite biscuits, engaging me on my favorite topics. It is taking a walk hand in hand to some of my favorite places. It is opening your heart so wide I can dwell in it comfortably. It is shared tears, laughter, and spontaneous hugs. It is shared conversations. It is also shared silence. It is waking up to the most beautiful messages. Oh my God, this one gets me so much. Like, waking up to the most beautiful love notes or random texts during the day. It is falling asleep to the sound of your voice saying, good night, babe. Love is praying with me and for me. Love is being involved in my creative process. I think that's one of the deepest depths for me. If you are involved in my creative process. If you are, you know, how are you doing it? You know, how did you come up with this one? Oh, I listened to your last pod. How did you come up with that topic? At this particular point, you said, you know, I really engaging me on my turf is one of my deepest love languages. And I find I have a different level of connection with people that do that for me. People that probably ask me, oh, the last time you made soap, I saw this, how did you get that? They are not doing it as bad. They want to pick my brain because they are competition or because they're into the same business, but they're just really in awe of the process and they want to converse with me. They want to share, you know, a part of my life. That's one of my deepest, that's one of the deepest ways to communicate love to me, like engaging me on my creative process. Oh my god, you know, probably asking me, oh, not now it is not the same thing as saying what are you working on now, what's your content calendar, or trying to own my time or trying to control my creative process. No, that's not what I'm saying. It is just being genuinely interested. I found out that, you know, we are in that time that we've discovered that okay, it's okay to love somebody and not really be into what they're doing. I can take that from friends, but if you are my, I want to believe that if I'm in a relationship with you, which is the major reason we're having this conversation, we are not talking about how you receive love from random people or how you receive love from just friends, but how you receive love from a significant other, from your partner. So to be there, even if everybody is saying, oh, I'm so busy, I'm caught up with other things, you are not, some people have partners like that and there's no problem, but for me, person has to love what I do, because what I do means a lot to me, and it's to feel like you want to share my life. What I do is a part of my life. For some people, they can just say, oh, it's a part of my life, but it's not really a part of my life. We can have our own life, and not that everything is around or everything I do is just work and it's just creative process and all that, but at least show interest. You know, I've seen a lot of people that in relationships where the other person doesn't even know how they come about what they do, or is not, whether there's no form of support. You may not know all the technicalities. I'm not saying you should know everything, I should be able to do everything, or but at least be interested in hearing the gist of how it happened. Ah, how did you do that soap? How did you come up with the recipe? How did you? Yes, I love that. Like, oh my god, I feel like, yes, this person is paying attention, this person loves me. Love for me is also, like I said, shared silence. Is I've discovered, you know, all these things I'm saying came from soul searching. I discovered that many things that we used to see on the surface most times are not really us. It's just buying into the ideas, like all the information that we are taking in on social media, from books, from movies, you know, from your favorite people, from your influencers. Influencing is a serious thing, whether we realize it or not. Whether somebody's an influencer or not, once you love them, you've given them power, and once they have like power to influence you, literally, once you subscribe to their content, so they can influence you one way or the other. So a lot of people here, like I said, I recently put up on my status, a lot of people, your ideal date that we want to go on a date is not, you know, that dinner date, wearing dinner dress, it's for some of us, oh, it's our ideal date, so I'm not saying that some people are not like that. It is not dinner dates, it is not fancy restaurants. You know that you enjoy cinema dates more, you know, you enjoy activities more, like hiking, you enjoy paintballing, you enjoy other things. You know, some of it is just quiet walks, even like indoor movie, maybe you and just your friends, like you, your partner and other friends, you know, having one in-house stuff. You are not, but because what's trendy is when dressing up fine, looking nice, and pulling up in one cute restaurant, taking hot JPEGs of his view, my view. You know, you now literally adopt somebody else's love language, yeah? And so you are unsatisfied, but you don't know why you are not satisfied. You do not feel loved, even though this person is doing, they are doing their best to communicate that they love you. And I think that's where the issue is. And I don't subscribe to a lot of things that people say around love and the misunderstandings. You know, I feel like if we pay enough attention and we really love somebody and we have conversations like this, it can get easier than the add gospel that everybody's preaching now, that is actually hard. It's actually hard. We're not saying that there won't be tough times, but once we have had conversations like this and we both pay attention to ourselves, I feel like the next, when things come up, conversations like "I don't feel you love me" will not be part of the conversation. Things like that will not be coming up, because you know that no matter, like, it will not be the two of you fighting against whatever came up, because you are getting loved the way you want to be loved, and you are loving that person the way they want to be loved. So in case you're in a relationship, or you are in talking stage, or you're considering, or you're still on the street, oh my god, you're still a road man, you know, like some of us, this is the conversation you want to have before is a good time to have this conversation, or like during the talking stage. And even when you're in the relationship, or even married, is a good time to have it too. It's never too late to have this conversation. How do you want to be loved? And not just tell them, I don't want bullet points. I want you to sit down, dream it up. What are the dreams you have in your mind? Think deep. What are the things that you really want me to do that will communicate that I love you? It is so important, because we have a lot of people doing, but they are not appreciated. They don't feel appreciated for what they're doing, because the people you're doing for, that's probably not what they want. It's not communicating. You cannot be doing acts of service for someone that wants quality time. No, to them you're absent. You're not filling their love tank. What the love tank wants is quality time. Stay with me. Let's do stuff together. Let's spend time together. And you're there saying, "But I cooked for you now, but I bought you dinner, but I bought gown for you." The worst part is gift instead of quality time. What do I want your gift to do? Your gift is not you. I like gifts, but it will never replace the fact that I want to see you. I want to talk to you. Do you get? So, and with a quality time person, know that they value undivided attention more than anything. Like, you cannot be talking to them and be pressing phone. You cannot be talking to them and be doing. They will feel like you are there, but you're not there. So quality time has. Anyways, I've explained how I want to be loved, and so I think from what I said now, a lot of people have an idea into what I mean by "how do you want to be loved." Go to the details. How exactly? Some of you like notes, you like love letters, but the truth that is old school. That's why you shut up. You say that no, you want to form woke. Guy, I am not woke. I love love letters. I love love notes. I love a lot of cheesy things that right now this generation will find cheesy. I'm a rose person. Get me flowers. I've never gotten flowers before, but I love flowers. So it's not, I'm not going to say, miss, instead of flower, get me pizza. Instead of, no. There's a space for everything. Buy me my favorite biscuits. It can be 100 and it can be 500. And when you are coming, that's another way I receive love. When you're coming to see me, just bring a biscuit I know that I like, or cheese balls or something. That thoughtful things, little things. But don't just say be thoughtful. Is the thoughtfulness on, is the little things. Sometimes they don't know the little things to do for you. The little things that mean a lot to somebody else may not mean anything to you. So what are the little things? You will not teach them everything, of course. With time, they will begin to see other things that you yourself, you don't know. And both of you will discover more, you know, ways that both of you receive love. But at least the basics, let them know it and start speaking from there first. And then the two of you can discover it as you journey more in your relationship. So on this episode, I also interviewed a few people. I asked them the same question, and I'll be you will get their responses, you know, as time goes on. You get their responses. I think I really enjoyed gathering the content for this particular episode, and it's a lot of light, a whole lot of light. So in a few seconds now, we'll come up with the answers from our guest speakers.
So, how do I know you love me? Love for me is sacrifice. Your actions must follow your words. If you love me and you choose every other thing above me, Then I cannot argue that you love me. Love is effort. Yeah, no one is perfect. But for example, let's use a relationship. You have an habit that I don't like. Not like I just chose not to like the habit. It's something that is not good. Like the habit is just not, yeah, it's not fresh. The thing is, if you love me, I should see your efforts towards working on that habit. It might not be perfect, but if I don't see that effort, it means no love, my dear. Zero love. So another thing is, if you love me, you watch my back. Yes, you'll be sincere with me when others are not. From someone or people that claim to love me, I expect genuine reviews, comments, and opinions. I should be rest assured that, okay, when I get to the presence of this person, what the person will tell me is the truth. You won't tell me something that, you won't give me a lie just to make me feel better about myself. You tell me the genuine, okay, this is good, that is bad, work on this and do that. You know, I should be sure that I will get genuine reviews, comments, and opinions. Yes. Also, my existence should not feel threatened around you. Well, this is a connection, it's on a connection level, but I don't know how to explain that one. That one is like, you know, there's some people that you're around them and you feel like you can't be expressive enough. Some people just like to off your, like they just pour water on your fire, like that kind of. I think that was on a connection level, but really, my existence should not feel threatened around you. And one thing that speaks love to me is attention. Undivided attention, though. This phone age used to do me one kind. I cannot be talking with you, dear. Serious conversation, you're pressing phone. It's either the phone goes silent or I go silent. Yes, dear. Or you're pricing market that you buy. I hope you like broadcast message, because the currency for the market that you have bought comes in rant and long BCU. Because, my own attention is a special package. My people know me already. I can't be talking and you'll be doing all that. No, 100% attention. Your eyes, body language must be focused on me. Then this merges with my next point. You have my interest at heart. You remember. You know, when people come up with things like, oh, I saw this opportunity to learn this, to do this. I remember you mentioned something related to it a while ago. I felt this might interest you. You paid attention enough to know what I want and what I'm looking out for. It's love, my dear. L-O-V-E. Love.
Alright, let me say this first of all. Don't make me assume you love me by just doing nice things. LOL, right? Well, anybody could do that. Anybody could buy me gifts. Anybody could be of support to me. Alright, but words of affirmation matters a great deal to me. Why? Because as an artist, we really cherish that. And coupled with the fact that I came from a home where such thing was scarce, I never got to see my parents tell each other I love you. So words of affirmation is a great deal, matters a great deal to me, okay? Because communication in a relationship is key, and one of the effective way that this communication could work out is constantly reassuring your partner about your love and support for them. Make me understand that you see my effort in trying to make you happy, in trying to make things work in the family. And make me understand that you really support my career, not just by clapping your hands, but by vocalizing. Say it. Say it the way you feel about it. Alright? So, what else would I want to say? Because without communication, it gives room for unnecessary assumptions, suspicion, and doubt. Okay, so words of affirmation is it for me?
Okay, so hello everyone. So I got asked the question, how do I receive love, like what I think a romantic partner would do that would, you know, make me feel loved. So first off, I think so my primary love language is quality time. So I think one thing I would really appreciate in a romantic partner is, you know, person taking out time to actually spend time with me, you know, especially when it comes in between, you know, tight and, you know, schedules. And, you know, the person just takes out time to really spend time with me, even if it doesn't really have to be the longest time, you know. I mean, it doesn't really have to be the longest number of hours, but when I know that, okay, probably this thing is really not all that convenient for you, but then you just still clear your schedule, clear what you have to do, just to make out time to hang out, to speak over the phone, to maybe go see a movie, you know, get drinks together, just take a walk. You know, I think I would really like that. I would really feel loved. Then what else? So I think probably acts of service too, especially when probably, you know, I'm really going through a tough time working on a project, and then just offer to help with this, you just offer to help with, you know, a part of it, or you just offer to help to do something that would actually make my work easier, something that would, you know, reduce the tension, ease me of the stress, you know, something that you really didn't have to do, but then you just wanted to ease me of the stress and make me achieve this thing faster, better, you know. So I think those are the two major things for me. Also, like getting gifts too. I think everybody likes getting gifts, but I would actually prioritize spending time and, you know, helping me do stuff, act of service, and act of service can be in form of gifts too. So yeah, I think that's it for me.
So how do I like to be loved? I did a lot of thinking for this, and I'm glad I did, because it's not something we usually put a lot of thought to, but it's something very essential because we all want to be loved. So my first way would be random texts. It's not in any particular order, but, you know, random texts, sweet texts, not normal text, like, you know, brand sweet texts, because, you know, just send it to me randomly on my phone during the day, and I see a sweet text from somebody I love, or you leave them for me to find, you know, on little sticky notes. It gets to me, it makes me feel seen, appreciated, and, you know, also loved. Then I love surprises. I love them so much. It makes me feel loved. You know, surprise me with your presence. I have somebody that does that a lot. It creeps me out, but I still love it. Surprise me with your presence. Surprise me with gifts. Surprise me with... just look for ways to surprise me. Then, I love to be listened to. Listen to what I'm not saying, listen to my body language, understand me. There's a way you know when somebody's listening to you beyond what you're saying, and it makes me feel loved too. Then also pay attention to my little nuances, things that people will not normally notice. Oh, Tosin walks this way. Tosin talks this way. Tosin sleeps like this. Not a stalker-like behavior kind of pay attention to, but, you know, just little nuances, little things that make me Oluwa Tosin. Just notice it, and then when you bring it up in the conversation, I'm like, what? You pay attention to me that much? I love it so much. Then, you know, take me on walks. I really love walks. I really love nature. Take me to the beach. Take me on walks. Take me to go see nature. I love it so much. So these are the, you know, little ways that somebody would show me that they love me. You know, there are more, and I'm thinking about them, but, you know, these are the little ways. All right. I think that from the few examples we've been able to listen to from the people that have shared their stories, or they've shared their opinions on how they receive love, how they want to be loved, we have an idea of what this topic really is. It's like we are taking the big block, yes, the big love language topic, and we are breaking it down to bits, to the nitty-gritties of the topic. You know, what do you do that will get to me? What do you do that would communicate love to me? And what I want us to do after listening to this VN is to go to your friends, go to your significant others, and have this conversation. Like, how do you want to be loved? How do you want me to love you? How do you want to, you know, how do you receive love? What communicates love to you? Most times our pride, this person should love me as I am, they should just take anything I'm able to give. No, that's not what love is. Love is service. God has embodied that to us. He loved us so much that he gave. He saw what we needed and then he did it. So sometimes you think you know what people want, you think you know how people want to be loved based on how you want to be loved, but that's not necessarily it. You know, for me, it's when it comes to asking, okay, how was your day, and you answer with gist and we go into details, is communicating that you love me to me. Because at that point I'm thinking, okay, this person is actually journeying back through their day and inserting me into the various activities, saying, oh, do you know this happened, this person said this, or this, you know. It's just, it's more than just to me, it is a shared activity that communicates love. It's not like that to everybody. It does not mean it's not that deep to a lot of people, but for me it's that deep. So when it comes to this topic, don't think anything is too small, anything is too great. First, there's a soul searching that you must do. Ask yourself, how do I receive love? How do I want to be loved? How do I perceive love? What are the things? Don't just say, oh, this is my love language, and put a big topic of words of affirmation or quality time or acts of service or physical touch or gifts. Don't just put that topic there. Go to the littlest things. Okay, my love language is gifts. What kind of gifts? How spontaneous? Is it spontaneous gifts or planned ones? When I say, oh, I want this, you get it for me. Or, you know, what exactly, how do you want it to happen? The way the gifting should happen. For me, I like spontaneous gifts. I like, you know, just out of the blue, surprise me, something like that. When it comes to gifts, just get me something nice. Sometimes when it comes to choices, my friends know that when I'm confronted with choices, there are a lot of options. I can be confused for a really long time. That somehow after somebody, oh, maybe just let me pick one. So you can just shock me, but be spontaneous about it. And really, to be honest, everybody needs to do that. Sit down with yourself and get a book. You can finish a whole booklet. The more you think, the more you discover the smallest things. It might be text in the middle of the day, text in the middle of the night, it can be lunch dates, it can many things. When people's love language is food, but because it's not one of the five love languages, you think you're not okay. Some of you just sharing meals together. I like sharing meals with people. I love it so much. I love it so much. Whether it's a small snack or is a major meal, you know, just sit down and really think about it. No distractions, nothing. Then when you've discovered how you want to be loved, now that same question, pose it to those around you, those that matter to you, those you know you want to serve with love. You know, it's not enough to love people. You have to love them properly. Love them the way they want to be loved. Not just the way you think they should be loved, but the way they want to be loved. If you want to love somebody, then go all the way. You don't need to hold back. You don't need to play small, you know. Go all out. Let them feel it. There's no need feeling something for somebody or feeling a type of way about somebody and they do not... You cannot properly communicate it. How do you properly communicate it? By doing things that will communicate it to them. You know, doing things that, you know, in communication, they say something that communication is not complete until there's feedback. So you've sent your information through a channel and it's supposed to get to the receiver. You are the lover, right? Just, your information is love. It's supposed to get to the recipient. Somebody is supposed to receive love. but you are sending information here, you feel love and you are sending words of affirmation to this person, but the receiver is not getting love. So the feedback is, I'm not getting love. And you're saying, no, but I'm sending you. You are communicating your own love language, not their love language. You're not communicating the right message. You have the right intentions, but you are not speaking their language, basically. So they cannot even decode what you're saying. Right. So I really feel that a lot of light has come from this podcast, and we've seen that some conversations are so pivotal to our friendships, our relationships, especially relationships. I'm really focused on relationships on this podcast, especially relationships. This is not, it's not everybody you can love to the very like depth. So this topic is not for just random friendships or random anything. It is for that significant other, it's for your partners, how you want to be loved. Now, friendships, when you know, lifetime, long life friendships, this destiny friendships, they are different kind of friendships, and we are friends on different levels. But when you know those friends that you know, I want to do life with this particular friend, you should actually take time out to find out how they want to be loved and love them properly, so that there won't be resentment, so that there won't be feeling of I'm doing so much and I'm not getting anything back. They may feel they are doing everything back for you, but that's not your love language, so you don't feel loved. All right. So I feel that we've done quite a bit of justice to this topic. Do I wish I got more people to ask questions? But since it was not a roundtable discussion, I did not want to bore us with so many audios. I want to take this topic. This is something I want to do on a larger scale. I wish to get a roundtable conversation with other people, more guys, more girls, and then we sit down and we have this conversation. Everybody's, you know, throwing in their own ideas, and it's that kind of situation you will see how different we really are, and most times why we have issues, because we don't notice that difference. We think everybody should see the way we see. Some of us walk through life, you know, with rose-colored glasses, and so we see everything rose-colored. Some people walk through life with dark shades, so everything is dark to them, and it really is not like that. It is just how they see life. Sending you so much love and light. I hope that this podcast has been everything and more for you the way it has been for me, and I hope you have an amazing day, an amazing week, and an amazing month. It's been an amazing journey with all of you. Yes. Till next time. Bye.